I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's a lot of discontent among Iranians today due to various social issues, and recent events have turned this discontent into unrest. More in a moment. Plus, when culture claims something that's not true about our faith, how do we act to dispel those claims? We'll get to that story in a moment. But first, looming U.S. sanctions in Iran have caused an outbreak of protests across that nation. Mansour Borji of Article 18 believes that the sanctions could cripple the Iranian economy, causing unrest to grow across the nation.
That will have a major impact on the livelihood of people inside the country who are already struggling and dealing with the poverty, unemployment, and a lot of other social issues.
So Iran's future is uncertain, but if these protests lead to change, it'll also affect the church. Right now, Christians are facing harsh persecution, and this forces them to meet in small underground groups. So while the church is growing, many believers are isolated from each other. Borji says unity will be important for the church in whatever changes are ahead. Would you join us in praying for the persecuted believers in Iran to be united and strong in their faith? And you can also pray for this.
For mature leaders to be able to steer the church through these periods of transition, and godly, God-fearing people and policymakers who would ensure that freedom of religion and belief will be protected in any possible future for Iran.
Next, the Bidi Bidi refugee camp, the largest in Uganda, has recently been shrouded in scandal. Reports surfaced that refugees have not been receiving food because officials have been taking what was meant to help these vulnerable people. Many of the refugees in the Bidi Bidi camp are from South Sudan, a country currently torn apart by civil war. But it's here, in this place of corruption and at times despair, that E3 Partners is trying to bring hope with the help of short-term trips. And despite their struggles, the people E3 has met are friendly, compassionate, hospitable, and generous with the little they have. E3's Jeff Johnston says,
they're looking for hope, and that's what Jesus is. He is our hope. And so these people, they'll welcome you in, and they'll listen to what you have to say, and so many of them have come to know Christ.
And if there are any concerns about whether short-term trips do more harm than good in this case, have some peace of mind.
A short-term trip is not really what we're doing here. We do it through short-term trips, but we're doing them so often that we're really developing these relationships, and we're helping them as they grow as Christian leaders.
E3 hopes that these newborn believers will share the gospel not only in the camp, but also eventually in their home countries too. And a recent GQ article challenged Christians about reading the Bible and living it out. Issachar Initiative's Paul Eshelman says,
we have to live in both worlds. In other words, we have people around, we have opportunities to hear the message every day in the country where we live, and we need to be both able to share our faith orally, and we need to live our faith and demonstrate it in our everyday lives. And I think sometimes people write off our faith because they don't see it lived out where they are.
Issachar Initiative is gathering mission leaders together to strategize what's necessary for finishing the Great Commission.
This is a one chance that people have to find out what is happening in the global body of Christ.
And that's not the only ministry gathering. Right now, there's a focus on sharing the truth and living out Christian faith.
I think it's the Spirit of God moving in other places. It's a commitment by leaders in the global church that we ought to do what the New Testament says, that we ought to love one another. And if we love one another, people who aren't interested in Christianity right now will begin to know two things. They'll know that God loves them, and they'll know that Jesus came from God.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. So this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.